The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Well, I walked around the world to find my way back home. I had to see the light to make it on my own.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Bellows right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back! It's episode 2 of season 2 of Total Bellas. We just saw Nikki do something where she spit in the parking lot. Not entirely sure, but we're at the Birdie B offices. We're seeing the opening of the business.
Hey, they're double bosses. Well, three bosses. But Birdie can't be in the... She could be in the wheel, not in the... She's not boss. But she could be a mascot.
Classy?
Now they're debating which one gets what office. They're having issues with the signage.
And she's like, I don't understand how professionals do this. They get it professionally hung. That's what they do. Anyway, we're back in Phoenix. Bree's having problems getting ready in the morning because, you know, obviously she's very pregnant.
They're doing a test drive, I guess, because he's timing things.
They got a new car.
Well, you know, they got one for the baby.
But they had, like, the eco-friendly car, the little whatever they had before, and now she's driving a Lexus. RX.
So we're getting sonograms and everything. And you know her tattoo down in the you-know-what area? Looks really weird on a pregnant belly.
That's why you don't get him there.
Brian would love to have a baby inside of him.
I would love to see Daniel Bryan pregnant. That would be hilarious.
The baby wouldn't hear as much foul language if it was inside Brian.
Oh, that's a lie. That's such a lie. Yeah, and the doctor's like telling him, oh, you know, you need to figure this out beforehand. And she's like, yeah, Brian's got that. 100% got that.
Bree's like, as the woman, I should be asking all these questions, and Brian's asking all the questions.
Well, honey, step in. Ask the questions. Did she really just say the third trimester is the best part? Did she really just say that?
She did.
She lies. Ask any woman who's pregnant, or been pregnant, third trimester is hell. Second trimester is the best trimester.
We're at John Nicole's villa.
And Nikki's on the phone with JJ. It's a weird talk. I'm not sure if I like it or not. Like, I'm debating on it. It's like, interesting.
So is JJ staying at the villa?
I think he's staying with them because he and his wife are separated. Okay, so wait, he's concerned about the world finding out that he's going to get a divorce, and he's sitting on a couch on a reality show talking about it?
Well, this aired about 6 months later.
But still? He's saying this in front of probably 20 to 50 people.
We're back to house rules. No drinking every night, curfew. She wants him to go see a therapist.
Apparently, JJ wants to talk to John about divorce, and Nikki's like, don't do it!
She doesn't want anyone else go to John to complain about how terrible marriage is.
She doesn't want to bring it up. She's like, look, I've been working on this for 5 years. Don't bring it up. We don't talk about it. Oh, bless her. I don't blame her. I'd be the same way.
Okay, then.
Alrighty. So we have the brother and sister staying together while they wait for John to show up. We're back at Bree and Brian's house. Oh, and JJ's at Bree's house. And they're going to paint. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, no. What does Brian have?
He bought a doll?
Oh, to practice the diapers on putting diapers on the baby.
Oh, and they're doing cloth diapers. Oh, nasty. Nasty, 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 nasty.
Brian calls us the laziest generation.
You never have... Actually, you do have to get new diapers after a while, Brian. Because that little pack is not enough if you're doing cloth.
He's like, look at stain. Yeah, they're stained, so...
You can bleach them, but it's just the smell, because it's like with disposable, at least you can take them out. At least the dogs are friendly to a baby. That's a good sign.
Well, it's a plastic baby, yes.
Oh, they're fighting over the baby.
Well, that's not good. We're now back at the villa. As Nikki's not really wearing.
Is she wearing pants?
She has underwear on. Or are those pants? No,
those are pants. Okay. Those are just like...
Very, very close to her skin color. Because they don't really look like her pants.
They're like leather or pleather pants. And now JJ's back with Nikki. They're visiting. They're drinking wine. They're eating, I guess, brunch.
We're now FaceTiming. You can't see me.
They're making you can't see me jokes. And she's like, no, seriously, can you see me? He's auditioning for another part.
Now she's showing off the villa.
Oh, that's right, because her mom's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised her mom didn't come out.
It's not time yet.
That's how he's getting away with the mom not knowing about the divorce. She's not there.
Yeah, until he just walked by. Now the mom thinks she's seeing someone else besides John.
It's brightest bulb in the box. Seems like there's two not so bright bulbs in the box. Anyway. did they just say she's having an affair with Richard the Boom Guy?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. And the Boom Guy's like, not it, not it. I wish, but not it. Oh, that's going to be entertaining.
See, as I said, the mother thinks something else. They're going to have to come clean about this.
Well, of course they are. I mean, the logical thing is, like, you know, JJ came over for a swim or something, and he was just getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
Or it's like, you know, JJ stopped by, and he asked if he could use the restroom or something like that, or to take a shower or something, like he was doing something. Like, you make up some, you know, basically, you make, yeah, JJ's here. That was JJ. That was your son.
But the fact that she, like, completely went, no one's here.
Well, no, you don't even say, it's like, you just go, hey, it was JJ, he came over to swim, you know, hey, JJ, come say hi to mom. That's all you have to say. Like, you don't have to admit that, oh, yeah, hey, he's left his wife and he's staying here. Because it's not, you know, entirely unfactual. And it explains why he's naked.
Instead, she just sees some random naked dude walking through the house.
Yeah. You just go, hey, JJ, you know, come say hey to mom.
That would have been the smart thing to do. But as we know, they're not the brightest bulbs in the closet.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But at least the dogs on another topic, like the baby.
Kind of.
They're going to fight over it, but at least they like the baby. So is Nikki's dog now Bree and Brian's?
I think so.
Did they, like, adopt Winston? Is that a thing?
I think so.
Because obviously he's not with her at the villa.
No, and she dog is never in Florida, so I would assume it's a permanent home in the Danielson house?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nikki probably didn't have the time, so, you know, it's like Bree and Brian went, hey, yeah, send him here, we'll take care of him. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just trying to figure out, because it's like, okay, does Winston live with them now, or is he just there with... for reasons, and oh my god, I will be so happy when this movie goes out of the theaters. I never have to see these stupid commercials again.
She's not a big fan of The It.
Do not like The It. It is a nope. It is 100% a nope. I actually had to, like, Halloween season's coming, and I work in advertising, and I'm starting to have to make, like, ads for Halloween. I had to do something with a really creepy clown on it. I was just like, this sucks. This so sucks. I hate this. Clowns and zombies. Not okay.
So we're now going to the landfill. We want to see what diapers really do to the environment.
I like how they have the flubs in here.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the Bella brains. Bella brains. Anything with plastic takes a long time to decompose. We got some gloves. We got some shovels.
I mean, like, y'all go have fun with that. I'm staying in the thing. I'm not as crazy as him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Whatever makes you sleep better at night, Bri.
Here's my thing. So here's the thing about that. Yes, diapers take a long time to decompose, and that's unfortunate, but think about how much water you're going to use and chemicals you're going to have to use to clean the cloth one. So it's like, it kind of balances. Anyway, Bree was not having fun at the landfill. And now JJ and John are meeting for lunch against Nikki's direct wishes.
We're breaking all the rules.
John's giving him crap for the flat bill.
He wants to open up to John.
Okay, but if you think about it...
John's not the worst person to go to.
Right? And I mean, he doesn't have a brother to go to. He doesn't have a father to go to.
We'll give a tip how to not to fuck up in the future.
Thanks, John. Basically, John just admitted that for his first marriage, he wasn't ready to get married, but he got married anyway. And... he essentially takes majority of the blame for the divorce. They've only been married for 2 years?
Yep.
So basically, John's like, you know, JJ's like, well, you know, we have what we had 2 years ago. And John's like, no, you don't, because you got married, you have a child, you know, your relationship has changed. You're both going to change with the relationship. So basically, John's mind has been changed on marriage, thanks to Nikki.
I like her one shot that he had a whole plate of food, and then another shot there was no food.
Well, there's a whole conversation.
Oh, I know. They were doing guy stuff. Nikki's like, what's guy stuff?
Football.
Yep.
Well, Nikki, I've got some bad news for you.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
JJ did the thing, but they are not going to fess up to it because they know.
They know.
We're back at the Danielson house.
Nikki looks really sunburned.
The dog is not happy to see her.
No, she said landfill again. So their mom called Bree. Her mom thinks she's cheating on John. Bree's like,
just say JJ was there. Like, it's such an easy thing to say. JJ was there. He came over to use the pool. That's all you have to say. Like, it's not a lie either. You know?
I know. Deep breaths.
They hurt my brain.
Deep breaths.
It's just, it's like, this is so easy. This is like the easiest, and I know this is all for the show, just so everybody's aware. But still, it's such an easy thing to say. JJ's here. He was using the pool. That's it. Done. Over. In like 5 minutes. And nobody suspects a thing. Nobody thinks anybody's cheating on anybody. Because, you know, Nikki Bella cheating on John Cena is a little insane. Girls put in 5 years with him. 5 years.
5 long, hard years.
She has fought that battle. She has won that battle. She's not going to be cheating on him at the end of the race.
She sees the light at the end of that tunnel.
She knows what's coming. Yeah. I mean, I get it's all for this show. But still, JJ was here. He was using the pool. That's all you have to say. That's it. That's it. But yeah, like, I get Brian wants to be eco-friendly, but just cloth diapers, what you're going to use alone in water to clean them. Never mind the chemicals that you're going to have to use to clean them. Because there ain't no eco-friendly chemicals to clean that kind of thing.
No.
And I don't think it's something you can just throw them in the washing machine. I think you have to, like, pre-clean them. Like, you have to soak them first and then wash them because you have to get all the debris and everything out of them. Like, a lot of people I know actually use diaper services rather than getting, like, cleaning them themselves. Because that tells you where I live. If they use cloth diapers at all. Like, I can see the merit of it, but a lot of people I know have regretted using cloth diapers just because of how labor-intensive it is. And that's why everybody uses disposable, is it's like, oh, hey, you know, it's exactly that. You put it on the baby uses it. You take it off, you throw it in the trash can, you take it up to the end of the street at the end of the week or whatever, and you're done with it.
According to here's babylist.com, if so, use the mini shower to remove poop from diaper. All right, we'll get back to this.
We'll get back to this.
I did a Google thing.
Okay. Just tell her!
And now Nikki's telling Brie.
Well, she's kind of got to. I like how she's, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to totally tell you.
Nikki's like, what does my mom think of me if she thinks I will slightly cheat on someone?
Well, again, what is she supposed to think? There's a naked man in a towel in your house that you did not tell her was your brother. What would anybody think? So we're going skiing, and Brie can't close her jacket because she's pregnant. Shopping for maternity snowboard clothes. I didn't realize that was a thing. Apparently, that's a thing. And the dog almost just fell.
Now we understand why the dogs are staying with Brie and Brian. That was an example right there. We're in Los Angeles now.
At SmackDown Live in Anaheim, California. And hey, look, it's Little Miss Bliss. And Natty. And Becky. And Mickey. And we see Nikki and John backstage. And now they're secretly talking about JJ in the photo area.
Nikki doesn't want the bad influences in Cena's head.
Okay, that seems a little schemey. Not gonna lie.
He's like, all this the crap I deal with every day. Do you think those problems affect me? No. Old, decrepit, and useless.
Nikki, you know what's coming. Don't lie. Don't lie. You've searched his sock drawers twice.
I don't think he would be stupid enough to leave it in the sock drawer.
Actually, he probably would be. Let's be honest.
Okay. Maybe. We're going to Lake Tahoe now.
It's so pretty! It's a family trip to Tahoe. This is going to be the most awkward family trip to every family trip. Where's Brian? Brie? Brie, don't start it. Brie, don't go there.
Brie wants to.
You could see it. You could see it on her face. Nikki's like, don't do it. Don't do it!
The mom's like, you're very fortunate to leave your wife and the baby.
This is so awkward. It's fantastic. Brie? Brie? Honey? Hormones? Brie? The hormones! They're kicking in! Dial it back!
Did the brother just call her a bitch?
I think so, yeah. Okay, so back to the diapers.
Alright, hold on. I have to bring it back up on my phone. Did it really disappear? How to clean cloth diapers. We're doing live. If soiled, use the mini shower to remove poop from diaper. Toss it into a dry pail. Wash every day or every other day. Wash no more than 12 to 18 diapers at a time. Use your washer's highest water level. Pre-rinse with cold water and no detergent. Use a regular hot water cycle and Tide. Not Tide free. That's from JillianDrawers.com.
Yeah, I mean, just... And you're going to be doing that every day to every other day. Because that kid's going to be going through some diapers in the initial stages.
Okay. If your baby solely breastfed, you can just throw the diaper into the diaper pail. The initial cold rinse will remove the poop. This is because the poop of the breastfed babies is water, whatever. However, stains will occur. After your baby starts silence, you should shake off what you can into the toilet, before placing the diaper into the diaper pail. Another option is to use biodegradable flushable liners. Just remove the liner and poop and all and drop it into the toilet. However, if you want that your diapers remain stain-free, we recommend using the mini shower and leaving your diaper almost dripping wet when placing it into the diaper pail. Keeping it wet until wash day will minimize staining.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Cloth diapers are a great idea in theory. They're a terrible idea in practice. I don't mean to sound smug about that, but it's like everybody I know that has ever used cloth diapers has regretted it. Just because of how much work is involved in that. Because on top of that, you're taking care of a kid.
Yeah. Here we go. Here are some things that you could do to help your diapers last longer. Hang dry overnight, or partially dry in the dryer, and then hang dry. To keep dry diapers soft, do not dry on your dryer's hottest setting. Minimize use of bleach. Never use fabric softener. Use 1/2 cup lemon juice to whiten. Sun them, even in cold weather, to freshen and remove stains. For smelly diapers, do a cold rinse. Use your regular amount of detergent. Add 1/2 cup baking soda and a Downy ball filled to the top with distilled white vinegar. Start your washer's hot cycle. After the diaper has agitated, before the hot water has drained, stop the cycle. This can be done on some washers by leaving the lid up. Let the diaper soak overnight. Close the lid in the morning to complete the cycle. So we're back from break. FaceTiming with the baby.
They're at the cabin in Tahoe. It's very pretty. Yeah. Cloth diapers. Not a good idea. Horrible in practice. Terrible.
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Regular diapers really smell. Cloth diapers would smell worse.
Just think, you're cleaning, and you have to have a constant reserve. Because, you're cleaning every other day, you have to let them dry, so it probably takes at least 12 to 24 hours for the diapers to dry.
Yep.
As JJ and Nikki are talking. And she makes a masturbation joke. Go, Nikki!
Masturbate. And he just says, I think he said, I love jerking it? Think that's what he said?
I think so, yeah. So we're going to dinner.
Private little table. To the OGs. Bree's tired of being told what to do. They're Googling how a man can feel baby pains.
Labor pains, labor. Not baby pain. Labor.
I thought she said baby pains.
No, labor.
Okay.
There's a difference. Oh, and they're showing the video. There's a machine, just so everybody's aware, that they can hook a man up to, or anybody up to, really, that simulates labor. What it feels like, and they can do mild all the way up to really hard, intense labor, where they use electrolysis essentially to make your muscles contract. And yeah, it looks painful.
They're going over baby names. So Brian wants to name the baby Branch. Brian would be up for the labor pain thing.
Bree's like, of course he'd do it.
Of course, why wouldn't he?
Because he's insane. That's why. Bree, you know what you married. Bobby Jones.
And Nikki said Bush. Birdie in the bush.
And the mom about, like, spit her food across the table.
Vagina. I snow. We got snow. I have no other words for that.
We're just gonna let that go. We're eating lunch, I think. We're eating again. What's wrong with the mom's eye?
The mom feels like something's being kept from her.
Well, not a lie.
Nikki's like, how do I lie to her face? You don't.
Just tell her the truth. Just tell her what's going on.
And she just did.
So, the cat's getting ready to come out of the bag.
Well, it's sort of out of the bag. Jay just now has to learn that everyone knows about Mom.
But honestly, what does he expect? It's like, that's not something you can necessarily keep secret, especially in a family like that.
When it's a family that talks all the time, you really can't sort of keep that a secret.
I mean, it's like, okay, I get your spouse didn't come on the trip, because honestly, none of the other spouses came on the trip.
Right, but they're all in different situations, because, two of them are wrestlers, one's a general manager, and the other's, a blogger.
But still, it's, okay, Brian's not there, Johnny's not there, John's not there. So it's like, yeah, I get it that they're probably all working, but it's, well, none of the other spouses came, so she didn't feel comfortable coming. Or she didn't want to come, because none of the other spouses were coming. It's like something like that.
But it was also maybe he shouldn't have come because, newborn. And I think that was part of the problem is he has a newborn. And that's why the mother was suspicious of what was going on, because he should be with the newborn rather than on a family ski trip. Which, when you have a person who's pregnant, maybe a family ski trip May not be the smartest idea. Just call me crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she's perfectly safe if they go on an easy enough slope, but that doesn't seem like the best thing for a pregnant woman to go skiing, honestly. There's just way too much room for error, basically.
Because she could fall. Even if she's not, she's probably not going skiing or whatever. But just walking around, there's more, you know, situations where she can fall on snow or ice or anything.
Yeah. Plus flying that pregnant, because I doubt they drove up there.
We watched them drive.
Well, they were probably driving from the airport.
No, they were in Anaheim, so, you know, they were already there, if you think about it. I don't know.
She had to get to Anaheim somehow.
Well, yeah, she did fly to Anaheim.
There's something wrong with the mom's eye.
I guess that's him skiing?
Yeah.
That's him snowboarding? Nikki knows she's in trouble. Because she broke a rule. Don't tell anyone. And she told Bree, and then they told the mother, and...
Well, it's kind of an unrealistic expectation.
Taking selfies. Oh, yeah. Cabin selfies.
Nikki's just like, they know.
He didn't need their help dealing with it.
And basically, Bree's giving him the third degree. Nikki's like, oh, crap. I started stuff.
This family likes to start things.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of do.
Like, this family has the idea of, here's a bomb. Let's throw it in the middle of a room and go, boom, and see what happens. It's what they do. It's a Bella tradition. It's a Bella bomb. Bella bomb.
Are we coining that phrase now, Bella bomb?
Hashtag Bella bomb. Bella bomb.
But no, I mean, it's like, to me, especially in a family situation like that, and granted, I don't have siblings. I am an only child, so I don't necessarily understand that, you know, hey, keep this from mom and everybody else kind of situation. And obviously we have secrets in my family, but nothing to that degree. I think, you know, to me, that's a slightly unrealistic expectation on Nikki to keep that quiet.
Oh, yeah. For as long as she is, yeah. It is unrealistic expectation, especially when a family is that close. And, you know, you all, when you already know everything's going on in each other's lives, it's one of those situations where they're going to find out, no matter what.
Well, it's like, what did you think? That they were just going to live in ignorant bliss and they weren't going to find out? I mean, it's, again, it's kind of silly to think that, oh, hey, Bree and the mother weren't going to find out about the fact that he's currently separated from his wife. And he's not even living at home. He's living with Nikki for the duration until she leaves. And then I guess he's going couch surfing after that. I don't know. But, you know, honestly, if I was Bree and I was their mother, I'd be a little pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Bree has a point. Instead of, you know, being at home fixing your problems, you're on a ski trip. Which I get it. You need to get away from it. You need to blow off some steam. But it seems like you should be concentrating on fixing the marriage or figuring out what your next step is if you're going to end the marriage. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Like, this just seems slightly selfish to me. That he's just like, yeah, I'm just going to F off and do whatever.
But that's the way he's always seemed. He's always had that arrogant side to him where, you know, he'll just do whatever he wants whenever he wants.
I wouldn't even call it arrogance. I would call it selfish.
Okay, selfish is another term we can use.
And, I mean, I'm not trying to accuse him, but, you know, it is. It's selfish to just kind of abandon your responsibilities like that. It's, excuse me, you have a wife and you have a newborn at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you and your wife are clearly having issues that you need to work through. And I know it's not instantaneous, but it's, you know, again, it's you went to San Diego and you slept in separate bedrooms, or you faked being together in San Diego.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to work through it or figure something out or anything like that. I mean, to me, it feels like there is no effort there, but we're only seeing what the cameras show us. But it's like he's talking to John about getting a divorce. As we're back from break.
He appreciates their concern, but what's going on is none of their business.
I think it's every bit their business.
Nikki wants him to go to therapy because of, you know, issues from the past. And he says he'll think about going.
I mean, it's a worthy thing, especially if you have issues, because that could fix a lot. Because he's obviously ready to give up, I mean, clearly.
I like how Nikki whispered, they're so mean to you. Now we're at John and Nikki's villa.
And it's the whole family. Oh, crap. Bree, don't do it.
Bree, don't drop a Bella bomb. Bella bomb.
Brian is, like, really excited for this.
He's really excited for this. And here come the people to do it.
So JJ's gonna do it. He's going first. John's like, you suckers.
He's like, yeah. John's not doing it.
Because he's smart.
Right now, he's about a 1. Childbirth is between an 8 and a 10.
Yep.
We're seeing the first contraction.
And the women that have had children are enjoying the hell out of this.
China's like, breathe, breathe, rubbing his head. Seems like, we're not paying enough attention to JJ having a child right now. And now he has the baby in his hand. He's like, do other families do this? Like,
not necessarily, but I can picture other families doing this. Mm-hmm. Brian's going to enjoy the hell out of this. I can just feel it.
Brian's like...
And Brian might be having complications.
Oh no, it's going to be a complicated birth. Oh no, what can we do? Someone get the drugs.
Right?
Someone get him the drugs. You need to drug him up for this pregnancy. He's got to pop out the baby. It's the only thing I know.
Well, let's hope that... Yeah, you can stop. You can totally stop. Let's hope that, you know, the simulated birth will maybe bring JJ and Lauren closer together. Because, I don't know, it's like, again, trying to hide that, that's just like, I get it. Because someone in my family did that, but we all found out.
I love how Bree figured out, like, Lauren doesn't know, we all know what's going on. So they're trying to be the happy family. Oh. Got it. And you know she wanted to drop that Bella bomb, Bella bomb.
Oh, yeah. I just wonder if they told her after the fact, like, if they patched things up, which they probably will, before the show airs, if Bree's like, yeah, so, when we were in Tahoe, we kind of figured it out. The whole, you know, you two were separated thing, just so you know. Because that's going to cause a whole new level of awkwardness, you know, if she's watching the show.
Yeah, if she's watching the show going, okay, that would be a thing. Totally would be a thing.
And we're back in Phoenix. We're simulating childbirth. Brian's okay.
He's at 3.
He's meditating. He's freaking meditating.
Brian's in a lot of pain. He's like, the contraction's still going on.
Where's my baby? They hand him the baby.
Right. It's just like, he had a kid.
He was completely calm.
He was.
That's kind of disgusting.
Got the bad idea. The next one's gonna be good. Yeah. If you want to keep your men in shape, electrocute them.
This tip from Total Bellas.
And Nikki would have put it on their balls to make sure they really would feel pain.
That might kill them, honey. That might kill them.
Now we're talking about how Bree has a Santa Claus laugh. Brian's like, I know, you're not going to be that quiet. Third wheel Nikki for life. Oh, we're getting into some real Cena and Nikki stuff next. The storyline stuff.
Next week should be fun.
I'm going to break you, bitch.
Yay! Overall, a good episode.
Very enjoyable.
I'm just happy the secret's, like, finally kind of out. Not really, because Lauren doesn't know that they all know, but I'm happy that at least that's not hanging over Nikki anymore and the rest of the family, that they're not in, you know, ignorant bliss, that they know. So if he does need help, he can go to somebody. You know, and it's not just Nikki or it's not just John. But I feel like he's already to the point where he's checked out, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's done. He's out. He's ready to go. So, we'll see how it progresses in the next episode. But yes, slightly concerning there. It was a little disgusting how calm Brian was during the whole labor thing. It's like, that's not even remotely right.
Yeah, that you know, I can't help you on that one.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll see where we go, because I don't have anything else.
So, that'll do it for another edition of Rack Extra Total Bellas. Make sure you follow the show on the Twitters, at Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Rack Radio Show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, where probably some of you are hearing this right now, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 3. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!